Nolte, HBO Max will no longer carry disgraced CNN's live feed. By John Nolte on October 3, 2025. CNN Max is no more. HBO Max announced Friday that, starting next month, it will no longer carry the disgraced, far-left cable channel's live feed. Instead, HBO Max will only offer anodyne CNN shows like Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, Stanley Tucci, Searching for Italy, and The Whole Story with Anderson Cooper. The toxic live feed is no more. A CNN spokesman spun it this way. CNN has benefited tremendously from its 2 years of offering a live 24/7 feed of news to HBO Max customers. We learned from HBO Max's large base of subscribers what people want and enjoy the most from CNN. And with the launch of our own new streaming subscription offering coming later this fall, we look forward to building off that and growing our audience with this unique, new offering. What a load of crap, spinning this as though adding CNN to HBO Max was some sort of limited trial to learn from HBO Max's large base of subscribers what people want and enjoy the most from CNN. Don't the ratings tell you that? CNN can never stop lying. Watch, CNN pays for takes this bad? So, in the coming months, Knlala will launch a standalone streaming service, which will reportedly feature a selection of live channels and on-demand programming, designed to put all of the network's video offerings in one place. This, of course, comes 3 years after the glorious failure of CNN Plus, a subscription streaming service that lasted exactly 4 weeks. This also comes after the news that Warner Brothers Discovery is dumping CNN into a separate publicly traded company, along with some other failing cable channels. Why? Because the disgraced CNN is dying and therefore works as a drag on the parent company's stock price. I cannot wait for CNN's streaming outlet to launch. Watching that sucker fail will mean an early Christmas. The problem is that CNN has no other choice but to pursue the streaming route. With cable TV doomed and CNN incapable of earning profits through merit, i.e., advertising revenue based on ratings, CNN has to hope it can attract enough subscribers to stay afloat. Can it? Probably. We'll never be entirely rid of CNN's toxic hate, shameless hoaxes, fascist calls for violence, and naked bigotry. At the same time, the coming streaming revenue will never replace the unearned carriage fees that have kept CNN afloat these last 10 years. So, while CNN might still be around spreading its poison, it will not be able to operate at anywhere near the level it has. Watch, CNN is in big trouble now. Besides, we don't want CNN to disappear entirely. CNN is useful to us normal people, an easy way to expose just how vile and dishonest the left and Democrat Party are, how much these uptight media people hate us and want to see us dead or enslaved, not to mention their smug, superior, and humorless contempt for us. CNN and its corporate media confederates have already whored out their credibility to the point that they can no longer sway public opinion to any concerning degree, so why not keep them around for our own purposes? CNN still thinks of itself as useful left-wing propaganda. It's not. CNN is useful only as MAGA propaganda. Long live Knlala. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.